Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es demai, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Hoimer, if someone says, Lamisha einoi neman ala maishas, to a person who is not trusted on maishas. In other words, I say to an Am Haaretz, Kachli, take for me, in other words, take for me Peris, mimishu neman, from someone who is trusted, or, umimishu hu ma'aiser, someone that takes off maishas. Wait a second, what's the difference between the two? If someone is trusted, that means he's trusted to take off Maestras. So what's the difference between a Neman or a Ma'aser? A Neman is a person who won't buy pay with someone Am Haaretz. A Ma'aser is a person who would buy pay with someone Am Haaretz, but he would then take off Maestras, according to the Halachis of Demai, before he sells it to others. In the Shnois Eliyahu, we find a Neman is someone who officially was Mekabel upon himself in front of three people to be a Neman ala Maestras. He's called a Neman, like we learned earlier in Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. A Ma'aser is not someone who has that Kabbalah, but there's someone that knows for a fact that this time he vadei took off Maestras. But he was never a Mekabel upon himself in front of three people. Either way. So what's happening here? I'm saying to a Shliach, please get me Peris, but you have to get it from a Neman, a person that either was Mekabel upon himself to always be a Neman, or from someone that we know took off Maestras. And he comes with Peris, says, yeah, I did what you told me to do. I got it from a Neman. I got it from someone that took off Maestras. Zakta Mishnah, ain't a Neman. This Amaris that I sent is not believed, and I'm going to have to take off Maestras again. Because how do I know he didn't really buy it from an Amaris? I have to treat it like Demai. But if I say to the Shliach, I give him very specific instructions, much more specific than in the previous case. I say, get me Peris, me ish ploini. I want you to go to Yaakov. Yaakov is a Neman. And the Shliach comes back and says, yes, I bought it from Yaakov. Harei a Neman. Then he is believed. I, the sender, don't have to retake Maestras. I don't have to treat this like Demai. In the first case, I'm scared the Amaris is going to lie, because he could dre over here. I didn't tell him from who to buy it. He says, yeah, I bought it from someone that's a Neman. Don't worry. Who? You don't know him. He's a Neman. I have no way of proving him wrong. But if I say, go to Yaakov, and I can later ask Yaakov, did you sell it to my Shliach? So the Shliach is not going to lie. If he's going to lie, he's going to be caught with the lie. Even if he's going to say, well, I bought it from someone else who's also a Neman, then you violated my instructions. It's not what I told you to do. I told you from Yaakov. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter Halach, if this Shliach Liam Aretz went, Lekach Mimenu, to take it from Yaakov, Vamalai, now he says to him, in other words, he says to me, Loi Mitzasev, I didn't find Yaakov. Bavalakachti Lechon Me'acher Shehu Neman. I got it from someone else who's a Neman. Ain't I Neman? Again, he's not believed over here. Maybe I could track it down. So who did you get it from? And later I'll ask that person, how come he's not scared of here to be caught with a lie? Because let's say he says he got it from Chaim so-and-so. And it turns out Chaim so-and-so is not trusted. He can always say, oh, he's not, I thought he is. Here he has wiggle room. He can lie. And that's the reason that I can't believe him. I can only believe him if he's forced to say the truth, because he doesn't want to be caught lying. And the way he would be scared of being caught lying, and the only way is if I told him beferish, get it from Yaakov. So again, chazring our Mishnah, if I say to someone who is not trusted in regard to Meiser, buy payrois for me from someone who is trustworthy, but I don't tell him a name, or from someone who took off Meisers, but I don't tell him from whom. And he comes back and says, yeah, I bought it from someone who's trusted, I cannot believe him. But if I say from so-and-so, he is believed. If I tell him, go to so-and-so, let's say, go to Yaakov. He comes back and says, I couldn't find Yaakov, but I got it from someone else who's believed. Here too, he's not believed, because even if I'm going to go to that someone else and find out that he's someone who's not believed, the man I sent can say, oh, really? I thought he's believed. I can't catch him here on a lie. And therefore, he knows that. And that's why we can't trust him.